Thank you, and good afternoon. On Monday morning, humble deputies responded to a burglary at a business in the 1,000 block of Wyatt Drive in Lolita after a vehicle and more than $10,000 worth of equipment owned by the Wyatt tribe were stolen. Deputies identified the suspect as 41-year-old Aaron Ray Wagoner, and he was spotted by witnesses driving down Quinn Road at a high rate of speed. A vehicle pursuit ensued, but deputies discontinued the chase for public safety reasons. Later, a local resident saw Wagoner running through his property and tailed Wagoner in his vehicle as he notified deputies of his location. Deputies spotted Wagoner near the Bear River housing entrance, where a foot pursuit extended across the freeway before he was caught and taken into custody. The stolen property, including the vehicle, was recovered. Wagoner was booked into county jail on various burglary and evasion charges. Charlton Bonham, the director of State Fish and Wildlife, has extended the closure of the recreational razor clam fishery in Humboldt and Delnor counties. This is the second time the closure has been extended since high levels of domoic acid found in clam caused the fishery to be closed from April of 2016 to October. Health officials then extended the closure of the fishery to January 26th, and it will now remain closed until results show safe levels of the acid. The Arcata Police Department launched its online crime reporting mapping software earlier today. With the program, known as Citizen RIMS, residents will be able to track down information on crime, arrest, and active calls for service in near real time. The software will also display activity in the past 24 hours, crime trends, and arrest logs over the last 30 days, along with lists of stolen vehicles or missing people. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman said in a statement that having an informed and involved community will help the Arcata Police Department be proactive in our attempt to reduce crime. Today, more than 20 law enforcement officers from across Humboldt County began their four-day crisis intervention team training. CIT is an internationally recognized program that mainly focuses on training officers and other law enforcement officials to identify major mental health disorders and disabilities so they can defuse certain situations. CIT training sessions began in Humboldt in 2007, and since then, more than 360 participants from various agencies have completed the training. Officials with the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control has enacted a 20-day suspension of alcohol sales at Shooters Off Broadway in Eureka. The suspension stems from an assault with a deadly weapon incident that occurred at the business back in November, where Eureka police found a patron that had been stabbed inside of the bar. The bartender, who was not involved in the incident, showed a blood alcohol content of almost 3 times the legal limit, and he was arrested for being drunk in public. The suspension was announced on Monday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news related to Measure Z.
Applications for funding for public safety projects that could be funded with revenue from Measure Z are due by February 17th. Once those applications have been received, the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee will spend the month of March meeting to determine which projects or organizations will receive funding. There are meetings scheduled for each Thursday in March, looking ahead to 2017-2018, and the committee has already allocated just over $12 million for projects for the current 2016-2017 fiscal year.
Thank you, Dan. The Headwaters Fund announced on Monday that more than $20,000 in mini-grants are available for the promotion of local economic development projects. The mini-grants are usually between $1,000 to $5,000 and are ideally suited to local nonprofits or local businesses who have teamed up with a nonprofit for a project. The grants will be awarded as long as the funds last, and for more information on how to apply and who is eligible, you are encouraged to contact officials with the Headwaters Fund. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher was a part of all 23 CSU presidents, along with top CSU administrators, in condemning President Trump's travel ban. CSU officials issued a statement on Monday, which said in part, "When something threatens our ability to think beyond our borders and learn from the world as a whole, we will oppose it." And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.